May the Lord give us his wisdom and his courage to embrace and act on those things he reveals to us, and may he seal it with his peace. Well, my precious ones, every soul that crosses our paths has a different story, and sometimes a different crisis. Recently, it came onto my prayer list to pray for a woman who was facing eviction and had nowhere to go with her many, many cats. She was offered a place to stay, but they wouldn't accept her cats. Her cats have been her life. She's lavished love on them, and they are very special friends that can never be replaced. Boy, do I know that. The memory of them lives on in our hearts and is sometimes painful to recall. So we are praying for a solution to this trial that will be best for all involved. As far as I can understand, the place that was offered to her was quite ideal, except for the cats, and could open up into a new life for her. She's truly torn about what to do. So we prayed for her, and the Lord began to impress something on my heart. And you guys all know how tender I am about cats. I had an impression, but until Jesus spoke clearly to me, I didn't know if it was from him. He began, "Claire, you understood me so clearly. There are times in life when very painful decisions must be made in order to move forward. You experienced this on the mountain many times. I had a plan for you that you could not understand when you moved to Española. You didn't see what I was doing, even though it was torture for you to leave your sheep behind. What can I say? Some choices in life are not simple, but deeply complicated, and need an extraordinary amount of grace to conquer. I will give that grace if it is asked for. I am here to serve and guide, and when I am called upon, I do not fail to provide the necessary grace. But there are those who prefer to make up their own minds with their own will and own resources. For them I mourn, because had they turned to me, I would have made it much clearer and easier. My precious family of heart dwellers, do not be afraid to leave behind the old to embrace the new. Remember every suffering, even the suffering of giving up loved ones, I use to release even more graces where they are needed the most. So never feel like a suffering is useless. I promise you, no suffering is without a reward in my kingdom, and sometimes even here on earth. And as concerns the cats, no one could love them more than I do. It's simply not possible. You remember what you went through disposing of all your fine antiques and furniture in order to live a more pure life in the mountains of Pennsylvania. You remember the incredible gifts you received there. Wow, do I? Gifts beyond your wildest dreams. Anointing after anointing was given you. Still, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy giving up your first husband, but you knew he wanted the world and you could not accompany him in his plans, and he could not accompany you. Now you are married to the man who is perfect for you and for me. And your former husband has the wife he always wanted. But Lord, when you mention that, I can just see eyebrows go up. She's an adulterer because she married another man. Jesus continued, I have opened the scriptures to you to understand that what I have brought together, let no man break asunder. But what man has brought together without my approval is doomed from day one. There are sacramental bonds between two souls I have chosen for one another, and the unions man chooses for himself, if it be out of my will, how can I even consider that a marriage? There are many who live by the book, or what they consider is the exact interpretation of the scriptures. But righteous judgment comes not by the law, but by the Spirit and by mercy. This is no place to go deeper on that topic, but in the future I will. So back to the present circumstance. I'm calling some to leave their old lives behind and embrace the new. Some of you, my dear ones, are facing very painful decisions. Would you consider coming to me and asking for guidance? I am waiting for you. I have graces you need to make the better choices, but you must come to me and ask. Still, in my mercy, I have whispered in your ear, giving you my perspective on your situation. I hate pain and suffering. I hate death. But there are times in everyone's life when there is no easy way out. Those are the times I'm here to wrap you in my robe of comfort and hold you tightly to my heart where healing can take place. Will you have regrets? Painful memories and attachments do not go away easily, but if you immerse yourself in the new life you are facing, it will be much easier. The enemy would like to see you crumble and fall into despair. I would like to see you make the godly choice and receive healing for all your heartaches from me. There are future joys you know nothing of, and they hinge on the right choices now in present time. This is why it is so critical to seek me until you find me, and I give you the peace that passes all understanding for your dilemma. Remember that today is the first day of the rest of your life. You are scraping away the old ground, cleaning the rubbish and leveling it to prepare for the foundation to be poured. That is why the decisions you make right now are so critical to your future. What you do today will determine your future. Choosing that on your own is the biggest mistake you can make. Of course, there are degrees. Should I buy this or not? Should I go out to eat or stay home? Should I take this job or not? Should I move here or should I move there? Should I give my life to God and ask Him to decide? Or should I think it out and ask counsel from my friends? You see, there are layers of choices to consider. The deeper you go, the greater the impact on your future. The more you abandon yourself to my choices, the holier and happier your future. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the growth. You must all tidy up your loose ends of the past before you're truly free to embrace your future. But remember, I am mercy itself. I know what you are suffering, and I will yet bring joy to your heart. Trust me. In this moment, I'm reaching out to you, my children. I have graces ready for you. Ask and receive them, and they will bring you through this trial in peace. I love you ever so deeply and suffer the very same pains you in this moment are going through. I never abandon you. I never leave you to grieve alone. I never leave your side. What you feel, I feel much more intensely for you. When you hurt, so do I hurt with you over the very same things. Yet I have planned joy for you, so do not abandon hope. I have mercies in store for my beloved, and you are my beloved.